There we go. All right, so I'm Bill.
I'm Brian.
I'm John.
I'm Eric.
I'm Paul. And these are some of the shows we like. You may have noticed, we have a lot more guests than usual. So, new people, introduce yourself, but quick.
I'm John. I just met these fine gentlemen on the Joko Cruise.
I'm Eric. I'm friends with Brian and Bill, while it's not terribly wise to be so.
Right. I'm Paul. I'm one of the performers on the cruise this week.
He has a mustache.
That's true.
A very dashing mustache.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right, so what are we going to drink today, gentlemen? What should we
I think Paul is our special guest.
Yes.
He can choose between all of our fine products. To list, we have Go Fast, a energy drink from Aruba in both coconut and tea. We have a cola champagne, which is a soft drink without the tea.
And a hardcore cat on it.
Very hardcore.
God, yeah.
We have Power Malt, extra energy non-alcoholic malt beverage, which John likes to specify has Arabic on the can, which means it's great. And then we have Highway Cassis, which is a lemonade with black currant, which might actually not
We
kill
might
want
to save that one for when we have more time.
Yes. Okay.
The
Tres Es orange.
Yeah, because that's
Handage Bacon.
So Paul, please. Make your choice.
It's a tough choice. They all look pretty disgusting. The Power Malt can in particular, really, there's something that's unpleasantly retro about it.
It's throwing up some real red flags.
Yeah, it really, really
Yeah, does. It almost seems like it's just too old.
I'm going to skip the energy drinks because I need to take a nap before the evening's festivities.
We're recording.
I say
you can sit and listen if you like.
We have an audience, maybe. No.
Yeah. I say let's go with the cassis.
All right, the cassis.
All right, yeah. All right.
We're going with the Highway Cassis.
That's retro in a pleasant way, I find.
Yeah.
Straight out of the 60s.
Hopefully,
it's
not literally straight out of the 60s.
Yeah.
We don't know when this was shipped.
Yeah.
Or how long it was
there.
Oh,
there you go. Just take
teamwork.
Here, John.
It's got a pleasant enough color.
Yeah.
Dispense.
It's like a light purple.
And of course, usually we, because this is a serious beverage review show,
we'll give
it a good sniff before we drink.
It smells very summer camp to me.
Okay, everybody
it's
has
like
some good.
Carbonated bug juice.
It's like a bug juice.
Yeah.
Kind of like a punch.
It's kind of like when I mixed fruit punch and lemonade together, and it was very tasty. Mm.
It's got like a.
If you'd like more, there's plenty.
No. That tapped it. So.
I can pour it
like
out.
Like syrup sort of smell.
Bill, you drink hog.
You
I'm
lush.
A host. What do you want?
It's really not bad.
Alright.
No, this is light. It's refreshing.
Should I jump the gun? Should I not have tasted
it? No, that's fine. We need to jump the gun.
You're
a special guest, Paul. You can do what you want.
We need to jump every gun this episode.
You guys have special soda etiquette.
Yeah, that is quite tasty. There's a bit of a bitterness at the end of it, but pleasant through and through.
I'm definitely getting a lemon zesty hint out there.
Yeah. It's a little thick.
I wasn't expecting it to be
carbonated. Maybe that's because I've been running around for the last 2 hours.
Yeah, I think for a sugary soda, it's not super heavy.
No, it's not syrupy. It's not.
It's for adult tastes.
Right. Yes, absolutely.
And
for the distinguished buyer.
Lemonade with black currant sweetened with
we
sugar
We had two
and
cans and we split one across the five of us.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, David Reese and others. This is a tasting, Bill. Brian.
Yeah, Bill, what the hell?
Bill, Brian, everyone.
I am their good friend. I can't tell them apart.
That's the best kind of friendship. When your friends all start to meld into one person.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we are probably going to have to do the abbreviated between the... descriptions.
I'm going to have to get you to leave. We've actually got teams that need to come in here.
Okay.
This is the area. I'm really sorry.
Yep. Well, I understand.
We're through. So,
fantastic. All right. One
word that describes your emotion and a number rating 0 to 100. Go.
I'll give it an 87. It was quite pleasant.
John. I'm going to go 85.
Right.
Rushed 48.
Yes.
Yeah, rush 65.
90.
I understand that you saw this place and go, wow, wonderful, great spot.
Understandable.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Let's
go.
Welcome back after that unexpected break. We
are pretending that we're going to play these in the order that we recorded them.
Yeah.
They'll probably all be edited together.
No, I'm talking about the break between when we got kicked out of
I know.
The law.
Yeah, and, why wouldn't it all just be one?
And I am making
cruise?
The, you know, the behind the curtains peek that we recorded another episode in between these two.
Yeah, we didn't want to waste Mr. Reese's time.
Listeners, let's break the fourth wall for a moment.
Unfortunately, Paul F. Tompkins disappeared behind a cloud of ninja smoke and is no longer with us for the second half of this episode. But we do appreciate his time, and if he's listening, we miss you, Paul.
Here, here. To Paul.
To Paul.
One less mustache.
Never forget.
Now, let's actually give this
the
time it deserves.
Yeah, let's take some time.
Damn,
it's unfortunate that we
lady.
Had to stop.
I have a
damn those teenagers.
I saw this on the shelf, and I have a friend who is from Japan, and apparently cassis liqueur is huge over there.
Oh, really?
And so they were having a party at my house, and I said, "What liquor do you want?" And they said, "Make sure it's cassis." And I, for the life of me, could not figure out what the heck cassis was. And then I eventually learned it is black currant.
We don't actually know if this has liquor.
It says black currant.
It is.
No,
cassis.
I don't know if this has liquor in it.
That's not liquor.
Okay.
I'm not. Yeah, this is not an alcoholic.
That would be silly, because it was definitely sitting with the sodas.
But you can buy cassis liqueur if, you know.
So.
If you're in Japan.
Well, you can buy it in the States, too, but you have to buy blackcurrant liqueur.
So what kind of notes are we getting?
Again, I mean...
Russian.
Berries.
Yeah.
Blackcurrants.
Yeah. I'm not familiar with blackcurrant, to me.
My nose.
A mixed berry, kind of, almost a fruit punch from, like, grade school, like kindergarten. I'm back to elementary school.
It's very aggressive.
Blackcurrant is usually used for jams, that sort of thing. So.
To me, I don't get it being terribly aggressive because.
Okay, let's put a pause on this and head back to the room.
Oh,
battery's gonna die.
Battery's about to die.
Wonderful.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Hello and welcome to the third half. I am your host, Bill. In case you've forgotten.
I'm Brian.
John.
And I'm still Eric.
So we're back. We got a power cord.
Yep. Got a power cord, and we realized that we have an outlet right next to where we are recording,
yes.
Which means we are locking this place.
And
now.
We are here in the lovely Northern Lights Disco.
Yes.
I think
it's very lovely. Those walls are incredibly shiny.
Dude, check out the lights behind me up in the bar.
Oh my god.
Moving around.
God,
I know.
Yes.
It's awesome.
Did we get a picture with Mr. Reese?
We did not.
Okay. We need to do that with
our remaining guests.
The tripod has been arranged.
Excellent. So shall we begin?
Back to it.
Yes. So I think we've got most of the scent.
Yeah.
I've upgraded my wax cup to a wine glass.
Yes. John is looking very fancy with
this. To better
just being upstaged left and right.
To better get the aromas from this drink.
So I'm going to continue what I was going on about, rambling, as you will,
yes,
on the second half.
Absolutely.
About how I'm going to disagree with Brian saying that it's an or Bill saying it's an aggressive.
No, that was me.
Was that you?
No, okay. I agreed.
Oh, okay. So.
But I was the one that said it was aggressive.
Ah, okay.
That's an aggressive.
And that, since it reminds me of childhood and some of the better
it's
days,
making me want to
drowning my sorrows in a carton of fruit punch.
Well, you see, that's the thing.
I was not a sad child.
Children like really
well,
sugary
fine,
crap.
Bill.
That's what I
some
mean.
Some of us weren't as privileged.
It was a very strong. I mean, this
yeah, no.
can remind you of childhood, but I
like
mean,
somebody would walk up with a big old jug of Hawaiian punch, and I'd be like, "That stuff kicks the shit out of the back of my throat."
Yeah.
Well,
I was a vulgar happy child.
These were not the Hawaiian punch, which is very aggressive. These were the small little milk cartons of like fruit punch from some.
Right, but this is
vague
still...
place.
It's very close
it doesn't
to
have a similar, actual scent.
Background music.
Just got sensuous in here.
Nice.
You're
dear.
Welcome. But
I'm pretty sure we can work with this.
It does have a similar intensity to Hawaiian Punch, as far as the smell.
I think we're just going to have to agree to disagree on this point.
Okay.
I don't agree to that at all.
This just brought the whole thing together for me here.
At least down.
Yeah. That's fine.
Sure.
As long as we're not in their way.
We cannot go anywhere that is not.
We cannot finish this soda.
Oh, man.
It's cursed.
No, we wrote it on the board. We have to stick around here. Yeah. We'll just kind of wrap this up in the next 10 minutes and see if the dance class is disruptive to our corner.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully it won't be.
I mean, hopefully they can just not layer the music on these speakers.
I would imagine that's not the case. But anyway,
but
we're still recording,
even if it is, it's
so
still enjoyable.
No, let's move on.
People want to see how the sausage is made.
Let's return to Flavor Country.
Yeah.
It's very much
so
got like a Welch's grape soda sort of thing.
Shot. All
right, drink.
Of course, by now it is flat.
It's
mine
still,
got a little
still
sparkle.
Has some carbonation in it, so...
Mostly
gone.
Flat.
No, I don't like this.
Yeah, I don't remember what score I gave it before, but it was too high.
Yeah, this has gotten worse when the carbonation is gone. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. When I swish it around and let my entire palate taste the Highway Cassis, the other flavors kind of fall away, and it just tastes like a carbonated lemonade. But then once I let it rest on my tongue for anyone... portion. The black currant definitely makes its appearance and gives
it.
It
has an interesting effect.
Yeah.
I just tried it in my mouth.
Let me finish. But when the black currant hits, I find that I don't particularly like it. It betrays the expectation of flavor I get from the scent that makes me recall better days of my youth, and the taste does not.
Very much.
No, this is a red drink. I don't particularly care for.
It's not as good as. Wait, I was going to compare it to something that isn't on this podcast yet.
Mysterious.
Mm.
It's
time.
It's not as good as the soda that we're going to drink in the future.
Yeah, no. It is not as good as the soda that we have not drank yet, because that's how this works.
This is pretty.
It's very dry. It dries down.
Yeah, no, it dries
down.
This makes me glad that it's a new year, and I don't have to be relative to my Goya scores.
Mm.
That is good.
Is there like a reset button on New Year's?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. No.
Because earlier I was just like, I can't rate this lower than Coconut Goya. Shit.
Yeah.
This is going to be pretty close to average.
No, yeah, this soda really desiccates the mouth.
You get
after this soda, I feel like I need a drink.
You get the tartness in your throat.
That's not what soda's supposed to do.
That's what red drink always does to me. I don't like that.
It's interesting.
Yeah. But
I don't know that I just want to run around on a plate.
I am a fan of dry red wines, which also desiccate the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not having as big of a problem with that, because I feel that it makes me classy, and you guys are plebs. But
this is
but
a
it's
really nice
pleasant.
Shirt.
Look at the glass that I'm drinking out of,
limited edition.
Listeners. Look at it.
It's very nice. And I wish that I had one of those glasses. But I don't, so I'm going to be envious of you, John.
Done.
No.
Classier.
Here, this will make you feel better. He can't use that for the next soda, that one specifically, because it's got black
He's contaminated
juice
with
yeah.
Cassis.
Yep.
Cassis.
Yeah.
Cassis contaminated.
You're fucked up.
Eh.
All right.
There are more wine glasses on this
one,
I'm sure.
So, let's give this our
new
more thoughtful
true review
score, rather than rushed 48.
It's the non-rushed reviews.
So I gave...
Paint
so
a picture with your words, gentlemen.
Yeah. I'm going to give it a 60, because while I keep it moving over my palate, it's actually quite pleasant, and it's not until the end notes that it really starts to... get a little bitter
Once
and dry.
It stops being an actual lemonade.
Yeah. But also, I hope that I can score it higher than these guys, because it makes me feel better, because I can understand.
No, don't worry.
The
60
depths.
is going to be the high end.
I can understand some of the classier depths of this drink. It is just lost to my compatriots. This definitely pulls me back to times when I'd go wine tasting, and where... like here, I can make myself feel better by saying a lot of things that it really just come out of my mouth, and I don't really think about them at all, but they make me feel smart, and they make them feel dumb, and that makes me feel good about myself, so...
You pretty much just described how people become hipsters.
See, but they do it before it's cool to do that. I'm more trendy instead of trend-setting.
Try to one-up Eric's classiness. This takes me back to when I was playing polo on my yacht.
Damn your yacht. I'm still saving up for one of those.
It's the best place to play standard polo.
The horses were terrified.
Wait. So you went and bought the yacht before you trained the horses to be yacht horses? John.
It was all rented the same day.
Oh.
Did you capsize your yacht?
The polo rental.
I capsized two horses, but not the yacht.
So,
the drink, I reviewed this very highly in the previous review. I think it was 75
or so.
Yeah,
you guys gave them game reviews.
But
I still don't
87?
Think 87?
What was I thinking?
I still don't think it's bad. I don't know. I don't like the dryness that much. I would drink it when I would drink a lemonade.
Would you drink it in a box?
I would drink it in a box.
Would you drink it with a fox?
I might.
What's that from?
Green Dr. Seuss.
Oh, right.
But, yeah, I'm gonna go lower, but not that much lower. I'll go, like, 65. Because it still is a good, refreshing summer drink. On ice, it would be very lovely.
He appreciates the finer things.
I love
the
meat. We all agree that we rated it too highly to begin with, and Bill and I gave it in the 40s.
No, I gave it a 60.
Did you?
Yeah.
Somebody gave it a 40 with me, I thought.
Paul.
Okay.
I'm going to set this down on the table with the microphone.
He didn't finish his. I feel like one of my mom's friend's sons is having his 8th birthday party, and I have to go. But I don't particularly care for him.
But there's cake.
We're having... It's not even good cake.
Oh, that's sad.
Right. And we're having, like, hot dogs. I'm just like, I have hot dogs all the time. And this red drink is thrust into my hand. And I'm just sitting there, not enjoying myself, and worried that it's going to stain one of my favorite shirts. Which I was a little worried that it was going to stain one of my favorite shirts today. For that experience, that's got to be a 35.
That's pretty low.
It's pretty low.
You just don't get it.
They're professionals.
I'm sad.
Well, I mean, this soda kind of puts me... When you're walking down a beach, but it's like... You're walking down a beach after a storm, which the beach itself is absolutely lovely. It has all of the little pock marks in it from all of the rain. So the sand is lovely. The texture is great. It's very nice there, which I don't know why I'm using that example, because the soda is basically the exact opposite of it. The texture is thoroughly unappealing. It actually does feel not quite gritty, but it feels like it leaves a film, which is actually more...
I'm tasting that film right now.
The texture is
decidedly unpleasant.
The texture is a sweaty stranger's beard.
I feel like I need to...
It's a horrible description.
I'm not right? experienced with that with that texture, so I can't disagree.
Yeah. Lucky man.
But... So you have, like, the kelp and seaweed algae up on the ground, and you've got the dead fish.
I'm glad you went there, Brian.
And
no, I knew that was coming.
And, yeah, that's basically...
Has he used this one before?
It's not quite the same.
I've just heard him do, like, 15 of these analogies.
But, I mean, yeah, it is... That walking on the beach, even under those circumstances, is not an entirely unpleasant experience. I mean... It does have its perks. It's still kind of nice, and it gives you perspective, you know?
You're probably the only one there.
That's also true.
Yeah.
The dead fish kind of push everyone else away.
That is true.
Except you're a beach weird guy with
and
the sweaty
beard. And bear in mind, this is dead fish, like recently dead fish. They're not quite fishy fish yet.
Oh.
I mean, these are freshly dead fish. They still smell like dead fish, but they don't smell like fish.
I completely understand what you're talking about.
I'm upset that I do too.
Yeah.
And I realize that this is actually terribly a terrible analogy, because I actually do enjoy walking on the beach like that. So
with
it's like
the dead
that.
Fish.
So it's
does.
Like that.
Only then it starts raining again.
He enjoys dead fish.
And then you, I don't know, stepped on
and
a
then
piece
sand
of
is lava.
And
like,
yeah, you step on a jellyfish.
Yeah, you step on a jellyfish.
You
now,
step on a jellyfish and you really
and
don't
you,
have to pee.
Exactly, and now you're a mile out and you've got a jellyfish sting on your foot. And you're like, goddamn, because you're by yourself. So, yeah, that's...
And I
that's
don't want to get dead fish parts in this.
Yeah, this soda is walking on the beach, stepping on a jellyfish,
and not
dead
having
fish
to
everywhere.
Pee.
Everywhere. There's dead fish everywhere.
Oh.
So, I'm going to give it a
85.
Right? Yeah, that sounds hot.
105.
29. So,
65? 65. No, 60. He was 60.
I was 60. Okay, well, you two are easy, because that's 100. 60 and 29 is 89. That's 189 divided by 4. 190 divided by 4 would be another number.
Well, 188 divided by 4.
22. No.
Yeah, 188 divided by 4 would be easier, which would be 22 plus...
47?
25.
Yeah, 47. That was
7.25. 47 and a quarter.
All right, 47
okay
and a quarter.
That.
It's official. It's under 50. It's bad.
Yeah, it's, well,
average.
It's below
it's
average.
Yeah, it's below average.
Slightly
below which
average.
I am okay with where the average is laid, actually.
Yeah, I
it's on the bad side of the spectrum.
Yeah, but yeah. I try to hold the bell curve with my group. So, generally, if I'm going down into, like, the 20 range, we're talking 1 to 2 standard deviations from the mean there, so.
Yeah.
That's officially a retarded soda.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not, because the IQ scale is on a...
Yeah, it'd be have to be...
Well, I mean, if you look at it in a bell curve, and the IQ scale goes to what, 200? So 100's the mean,
yeah.
And then
it's
29
not to,
on a 100
to,
scale.
It's not to 70. It's
well,
just not a standard
if
deviation
we're doing,
down.
If we're doing that, then 50 on our scale would have to be 100
on
the IQ
scale.
Scale. Otherwise, the best soda in the world is an average person.
Yeah.
Right, that's
yeah.
what I'm saying. I mean,
right.
the IQ scale is 200. Y'all scale is 100.
Yeah.
So thus,
mm-hmm.
the mean...
Texas. God damn it.
Indeed. It's a contraction. It's easier to say.
I agree.
You
no, I completely agree that English should have a second person plural word.
Indeed.
But not that one.
Can I move on?
You're
I don't know if I can.
Okay. You're going to call us plebs and then going to use the word y'alls?
Indeed. I didn't use the word y'alls. Y'alls is retarded. You don't need to pluralize a plural. Come
well,
on, Brian.
No. Y'alls as in... belonging to y'all.
Oh.
You said
yeah.
y'all scale.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Sounds like a video game.
You know,
yeah.
y'all I would have let pass.
Shitty video game.
Anyway, 50, 100, those would match up.
Right,
so
right.
A 29, I would guess would be slightly under 70, which would make this
oh,
a retarded
the average.
No, it would put it slightly under 60, so yes.
Yeah.
My feeling is that yes.
That the soda should be put in into a special class.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
He believes
that is a special
soda
needs
is
soda.
Special.
But you said officially, which that would be the average, I would think.
Yeah, officially the soda
officially
is
just slightly dumb.
Yeah. Officially the soda is your boss.
Yes.
Yeah. Buys the extended warranty.
I have actually bought the extended warranty on all of my Xboxes after the first one, and Best Buy has purchased me 3 Xboxes.
Alright, I'm
nice.
Pretty sure we're gonna get some tunes.
Yeah.
Coming in here pretty soon. So.
So yeah, if you're dumb, buy some soda.
See you later, soda
pals.
Oh, editing. Thing.